Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, Drew, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are super. You got TJ, Bo, and producer Hope, and wow, somebody's daughter. I've heard it at three weddings already. Are you loving that you are like the new Adam Sandler, the wedding singer, or what?
Hey, I will take it. I will take it. It has been a wild journey for us, and just knowing that people's using this song in their lives is special. I mean, this is a song that, you know, I wrote for my wife, and before the song was even out, the wedding version, this is what she danced to with her dad at our wedding. I literally just made it so she could dance to it with her dad, and now seeing it at weddings all around the world and around the country is mind-blowing. I never dreamed that that would be the case, and now it's everywhere. I just can't believe it.
I love following you on social media where you're like, holy crud, country songs. I'm listening to the radio. And you're looking at, I'm in the top five. I mean, it's just been all so real and authentic to watch with you, and I love that.
Well, you know, this has been a very crazy journey because I think why I'm so excited, I would be excited no matter what, like if I had a record deal and all those things, but it's like we're doing this with no record deal or no support. It's just me and this song, and I think that's what is really driving me to share the story so much on social media because it's the fans and country radio that are driving this. There's no like big system or big company or big dollars. It's all just the song working and me posting about it on social media and y'all playing it. And it's been such a wild journey because I had a record deal from 2016 to 2019 and I lost it. 2020 comes and, you know, by 2020 it was COVID. Nobody would take meetings. I couldn't get a new record deal. Then 2021 comes. I've been in town at 10 years. By this time, and I don't have anything. I'm like, what am I doing? And we get married, and this is the song she dances to, and I post this video on our honeymoon. I'm just like, hey, this is a song for my wife. She danced to it with her dad last week on our wedding night. If this gets 5,000 likes, I'll put it out on Friday. And I woke up the next morning and had almost 10 million views.
Wow!
Amazing.
And I couldn't believe it. My life was forever changed in that moment. I thought we'd get a new record deal. And that didn't happen. And so in 2023, I just sent it to radio all by myself, hired my own staff, created my own label. And now here we are knocking on number one's door. And somebody told me, they were like, man, you know, if you go number one, you'll be the first artist in the history of country music to independently get their number one.
And
I can't believe that. And I was like, man, if you would have told me that, I probably wouldn't have tried it. I would have just been like, that's impossible, you know? So it really feels really special that we're getting this opportunity and really special that we're even here.
I have like the hair on my arm standing up. I feel like that's a challenge. Don't you?
Well,
like we gotta.
We're going to start playing it more. I want to help them do it.
We gotta get
to
number one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys.
You gotta be
the
first.
Come on, let's make history together.
We are talking with Drew Baldridge. I think your good luck charm may have been your son who you name Lyric. Which is awesome. You would think that's so obvious for a country artist or any artist. I've never heard Lyric as a name. How creative? How did that come about?
Man, I can't really remember. You know, I remember his middle name. It was so funny. We came up with Lyric, and I just always loved that name so much. And I was talking to my wife, and I was like, well, it'd be nice if we had a middle name that was family, you know? And she said, well, I was like, what's your dad's middle name? She goes, his name's Lee. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. How perfect. So his name's Lyric Lee Baldridge, which is amazing. And he loves music so much. We have so much fun. He has a little guitar. He's already playing it and stomping his foot. And he watches music videos. And I bring my guitar in and we rock out on guitars together. And you know, our life really did change when he came around. And, you know, thinking the last year has been one of the most busiest years of my life. And my wife has just taken on the brunt of being stay-at-home mama and being with him and me missing out on a lot of things. But just knowing, you know, we're doing it for a good cause. And the fruit of our labors are actually paying off. It's not just going out and playing random things. It's like, no, we're getting this song up the chart. And I just think it's awesome knowing that the song is that we're working is the song about my wife. And so my son can one day say, hey, my dad's first number one was about the love for my mama. And I think that's pretty special.
It's amazing. And it's on the family because then you named your label Lyric Ridge Records.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
It is. You know, my last name being Baldridge, you know, having the Ridge in there, but his name was really cool. And now, you know, if we have a next one, they're probably going to be like, what are you going to name after me, Dad? I can already picture it.
Yeah, right?
but it is special, you know, knowing that our record label is named after him and we're having, you know, such success right now with it. And we hope we can continue to do that.
Well, we're going to help make it happen. We really are. We love the song. I love hearing it at weddings. And let's break that record. You be the first, buddy.
Well, I appreciate y'all. And thank you guys so much for your time and talking about this song and playing the song. You're really, really making my dreams come true.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.